Wasn't that fun? I had someone whisper in my ear, can we do this every Sunday? I said, no. Have you ever gotten really, really, really good news? Like news like this, kids. You don't have any homework tonight. Or, hey, we're going on a surprise trip. Or, school is canceled, right? Good news like that makes us stop what we're doing. It makes us pay attention. It makes us move. And we all know that Christmas is full of good news, but the Bible tells us that this news is the best news ever. In Matthew chapter 2, which we're going to read today, we meet a group of people who heard the news that a king had been born, and it changed everything for them. They just packed up their stuff. They left home, and they went on a long journey. And these men were called the Magi, or the wise men, and their story teaches us something very important. This is something that I want us to grab hold of today. True wisdom is found in seeking and worshiping Jesus. Amen? So if you'll stand with me as we turn to Matthew chapter 2 and read what God's word has for us to learn this morning. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 says this. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I may too come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their country by another way. Will you pray with me? Father God, we thank you for this morning. Lord, thank you for Christmas. Lord, thank you for coming as a baby, living the life we couldn't live and dying the death that we deserve. Lord, we submit ourselves to your word this morning. I ask that you speak through me. Help us to leave here today looking more like you in all we think, say, and do. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. You may be seated. In the gospel account of Matthew, he tells us that these wise men came from the east. And one thing we need to know, kids, is that means it's not a short trip. This wasn't a quick drive in the minivan or a walk across the town. This was more like a long road trip. Anybody ever been on a long road trip? But it was a trip with no GPS, no Google Maps, no rest stops at 7-Eleven or snack breaks. Kids, I want you to imagine being in the car for days, maybe weeks, with no iPad, no music, no drive-through hamburgers whenever you get a little hangry. Parents, I want you to imagine the cries and groans of, are we there yet? Or, I'm hungry. Why in the world would they do something like that? Because they believed someone important had been born. The wise men walk into Jerusalem and they ask a bold question. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? We have come to worship him. Notice something important in our story today. They did not ask, where is the baby? They did not say, where is the future king? They said, where is the king? Even as a child in the manger, Jesus was already king. And here's the first lesson for us this morning. Number one in your outline is this: wise people seek the king. Church, I need you to catch this morning as we prepare our hearts for Christmas. Wise people don't just know about Jesus, they go looking for him. See, some people over in Jerusalem, just a couple towns over, they knew the Bible, they knew the prophecy, they knew the answers. They saw the star in the sky, but they didn't move. While the Magi did not have all the answers, but they had faith. And they followed the light they were given. And God honored that because God loves to reveal himself to people who seek him sincerely. Matthew says that the star leads them to a house, and when they see Jesus, they don't clap. They don't give him a standing ovation. They don't high five baby Jesus. They don't say, oh, how cute, baby, right? The Bible says when they saw him, they fell down and worshiped him. Do you know what that means? Kids, I want you to stick with me. These magi, these wise men, these kings, or at least men in position of authority, it means they got low because they knew that Jesus was high. They humbled themselves because they knew that he was greater than they were. And we see number two in our time for us together this morning is this: when you find Jesus, the right response is worship. Wise people seek Jesus, and when you find him, the correct response is worship. They did something really important. They found the King of Kings, and they didn't just come and say, hey, you're pretty cool. They opened their treasures. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. These weren't random gifts. They were expensive. They were valuable. They were personal. In other words, they didn't just come and give Jesus their leftovers. They gave him their best. And here's where this gets really practical for us. Kids, look, listen. I want you to catch this. Worship isn't just singing at church on Sundays. Worship is what you bring to King Jesus. So let me ask you, kids, what do you treasure the most? I want you to tell me right now, all of you at the same time, I'll be able to hear all of you. What is your favorite toy? On three, tell me. One, two, three. I heard Lego, Speedy Cars, Optimus Prime. What? Nice. Okay, good. Nerf guns. Okay. Is it your favorite toy, or is it your time? Getting to do what you want, when you want, for how long you want, right? No more, that was fun, but now we're done. Maybe I'm not done, mom and dad. Maybe that's what you value. Maybe it's your attention. Not having to share mom or dad with brother or sister sometimes. Maybe that's what you treasure. Adults, same question. What's your favorite toy? What do you spend your money on, right? Is your treasure your schedule, or is it your comfort? Is it your plans or your control? Here's what the wise men teach us. We don't worship Jesus with words alone. We worship him with what is most valuable to us. So here's the part of the story we can't miss. The Magi brought their treasures to Jesus, but Jesus would one day bring the ultimate treasure to them and to us. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh were very valuable, but they couldn't save anyone. Jesus didn't come to receive gifts. He came to give the greatest gift. He came to give himself. He would grow up, that baby. He would live a perfect life. He would go to the cross. And there, the King of Kings gave the greatest treasure of all, his own life, to rescue us from sin and death. This was God's plan to rescue, and that is the greatest news we could ever hear. See, the Magi searched for a king, but this king came searching for us. Number three for our time together is this: the greatest treasure was still to come. The wise men traveled a long road, but Jesus traveled all the way from heaven to earth. The wise men brought gifts to worship him, but Jesus gave his life to save them and to save us. And as the band gets ready to come back up, I want to give you one big action point for this morning. Here's the so what. You're like, okay, Pastor Dan, we've had fun. We're celebrating Christmas. So what? What are we doing? What's going on? Why are we celebrating? Here's the one big thing I want everyone, kids, adults, you and I, we all need to remember this today. Bring the treasure of your life to the King of Kings, because he first gave the treasure of his life for you. This means that in all we do, we seek him, we trust him, we worship him, and we give him our hearts. The last fill in the blank on your outline is blank on purpose. It says this: today I offer Jesus my blank. What is it? What's the treasure you've been holding on to? You may have been walking with Jesus for years, decades even. What's that thing you're still holding on to that you have not given control of in your life? Is it your time? Is it your comfort? Is it your money? Is it your relationships? What is that thing that you need to give to the King of Kings who's given it all for you? And if you've not met that King of Kings yet, if you have not accepted his free gift of salvation through what Jesus did on the cross for you, the reason we can celebrate Christmas is because we know what Jesus did. If you have not yet made that decision, today is the day to do it so that you can celebrate the greatest news that we have ever heard. Will you pray with me? Jesus, thank you for being our King. Thank you for loving us so much that you gave your life for us. Lord, help us to seek you, to trust you, and to bring you the gift of our hearts. Jesus, we worship you today. Happy birthday. And all God's people said, amen. As we sing this closing song together, will you stand with us? Here's what we're gonna do. To my left, your right, are gonna be our prayer team at the Doors of Encouragement. If you have not yet asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, please go talk to them. That's why we're here. It's why we celebrate. It's what we're all about. And if you still have business to do with Jesus, now's the time to do it. Will you stand and sing?